And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening. It's digestible. And now here's Zella Lay. Say, Zella, you told me to remind you to get some seed catalogs for your victory garden.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to get a lot bigger garden growing this year. Friends, didn't you practically live off the things you put up last summer? And many's the night your home-preserved vegetables do the mealtime honors. Especially if you let Crisco turn them into tempting, hearty, mainstay dishes. For instance, for those home-canned lima beans, here's a grand idea. My family calls them Farmer Joneses, but really they're just lima bean croquettes. No, I shouldn't say just, because Crisco makes them something extra special. Crusty and nut brown outside, inside so tender and delicious. Really, those croquettes smell so good and look so good, they're always eaten to the last crumb. You'll see. Now, I know some of you are saying, give my family fried foods? How could I? Well, digestions are one thing you just never have to worry about with Crisco for cooking. Foods fried in Crisco are so light and crisp, they set right, even with the youngsters. You see, Crisco is a digestible shortening. That's something 9 out of 10 doctors say. Did you know that? Why, Crisco's pure and all vegetable. Just the finest quality shortening for everything. You'll see, with Crisco, everything you cook tastes better, and it's digestible. And won't you listen right after the program for complete instructions on how to get Crisco's new wartime cookbook. You know, this is the last week I can tell you about this offer. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we discover Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen are newly arrived home from office and Tatman's vacant lot, respectively, and the matter they're discussing apparently verges on the controversial. Listen.
It does, too, include you.
Impossible.
Oh, come on, Golf, play square.
I intend to play square, and I also intend to see that I'm not imposed upon.
Shucks, imposed upon. You know darn well Ma means both of us.
Read the note again, very carefully.
We've already read the note a half a dozen times.
Read it again, giving full, unprejudiced value to each separate phrase.
Starts out, boys.
Boys, huh?
Well, you know it says boys.
Continue.
Boys, the yard looks just awful. You've been promising every day for over a week you'd mow it, and nobody's lifted their little finger. This afternoon, I want action.
And where is any mention made of me?
It says boys.
Precisely. Well, I'll step in the living room now and take a little snooze on the davenport, as I'm quite fatigued from my efforts.
Hey, wait!
It says boys. Am I a boy?
Mom refers to you and me as boys. Why, she does, too.
Oh, she may occasionally use the term boys in a careless, humorous manner, but in legal documents she wouldn't.
This is no legal document.
I must disagree with you on that point, Harry. One of the statutes of the state of Illinois expressly states that anything written down on paper by an individual is a legal instrument and cannot be...
Oh, cut it out, Gov.
Russell, you're speaking gruff to Papa. Please remember...
If Mom didn't mean this note for both you and me, why did she start it off with boys? The plural, boys.
Read it again.
Oh, read it again.
Go ahead. Read it again. I'm a reasonable man, and
I've already read the half note so many times I know it by heart.
I must remember a thought will see burnt out there. Consider your mother's wistful little epistolary efforts half-wit notes. It would break her heart.
Oh, Gov, you're the doggone
side. Read your mother's half-wit note again. There's your good lad.
Boys, the yard looks just awful. You've been promising every day for over a week you'd mow it, and nobody's lifted their little finger. This afternoon, I want action.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What you mean, uh-huh, exactly?
As I said before, that missive is meant for your eyes and your eyes only.
It's addressed to boys, B-O-Y-S, boys. It's plural. There's an S on there. I'm singular. I'm a boy. I'm not boys. There's an S on there.
Aha. Just as I thought. That's no S.
What's no S?
On the end of the word boy in Mama's note.
It's not.
I felt we'd reach the nub of the matter if we used our heads. How absurd for two intelligent guys like you and me to argue and debate and dispute over trifles.
You mean this is no S?
No.
What is it, then?
Merely an elaborate curlicue that your mother employed.
Oh, I'll grant you it remotely resembles an S.
Gov, I'd be ashamed of myself.
Forget the apologies, Russell. We all make mistakes.
Apologies?
I understood you to say that you were ashamed of yourself.
I meant if I were you, I'd be ashamed of myself.
Oh.
Let's go get the lawnmower and start mowing grass.
You insist on having your joke, I see. Well, I guess it's ta-ta for the time being, as I'm taking a little snooze on the Davenport.
Now we'll find out.
Huh?
I hear Mom coming in the front door.
Oh?
We'll ask her who she means by boys.
Russell, old fella, now let's not be participate. It's just possible that I may have left out a...
I'm on, everybody's on.
...which in the final... hello, kiddo, greetings.
Now, we'll see.
Listen, sport, I grant that there's a vague, remote, infinitesimal possibility that I may be slightly in error, and
I assure
you...
there's a possibility you might be in error. I bet Mom jumps right down your throat when she hears
that... Well, everybody is home. How are you, Willie?
I'm okay, but I bet Govey's going to feel mighty sick when I tell you...
Oh, hello, Sadie, honey. Hello.
You sick?
I feel great.
You're not going to feel too great when I reveal the mom.
Great. Feel fine. Feel robust. I bet I can jump over Razor Scum's garage.
Yeah, you'll be jumping over Razor Scum's garage.
I'm good looking, too.
He'll be as good looking as a rhinoceros when I reveal the mom.
Ish, fellas. Let me talk. I got something to say.
Oh, wait until Govey tries to explain.
Silence, Russell. Let your mother talk. She has something to say. Speak, Sage.
The Thimble Club's going to have a bazaar downtown tomorrow.
Well, is that a fact?
From 9 o'clock in the morning till 10:30 at night. Going to sell clothes and candy and cake and knickknacks.
Well, how delightful.
I got a regular store rented.
Huh?
That little store on Center Street there, across from the courthouse and next door to the Greek's confectionery.
Oh.
It's a grand little store. We were so lucky to catch it vacant. Oh, and I'm going to be storekeeper.
We'll see.
Not hard to see through you, Gov.
Russell, go outdoors. And you're going to operate the bazaar all by yourself?
Oh, no, of course not. All the Thimble ladies will operate it. All of us will be storekeepers.
Well, grand.
Don't wink and blink and make faces at me.
You boys will have to come down and buy things from me.
Sure.
See, Gov, boys.
Something on your chin. Mud, I guess.
Mom referred to us as boys. I bet you feel like...
You think of me being a storekeeper. I've wanted to be a storekeeper since Adam choked the horse. I've dreamed about standing behind a counter. Russell, you must bring in all your friends with their nickels. We'll have candy for sale and cake and little paper cups of home canned peaches you can eat right there on the premises. And, oh, spillions of goodies.
My various friends will probably have...
Yes, they'll have glorious times.
I was about to make a statement to the contrary.
Glorious times they'll have. And, Vic, you got to bring some of the lovely gentlemen from the plant. Miss Aprott has donated some fine old lace that belonged to her grandmother.
Oh, you really? The guys down at the plant are crazy for fine old lace. They'll buy up all the fine old lace they can get their mitts on.
Sure, they will. Think of me being a storekeeper. Yeah. I'm going to wear my blue suit without the jacket and a white shirt waist and black sateen wristlets, you know, like storekeepers have to protect their clothes, and my sensible oxfords and a pencil stuck in my hair. I sound cute.
You sound very nice.
You want to come in several times tomorrow. I'm depending on you boys to be my best customers.
See, Gov, boys.
I don't get you.
Oh, no, you don't get me. Mom, I hate to bring up a disagreement.
Hey, what'll I ever do about my change?
Mom, you didn't permit me to think
that. Right. Oh, boy, I better get so rattled I yank my shoes up by the roots. Making change is my big weakness. Takes me forever and a day to get change straight in my noodle. Customer come in with a $5 bill and buy something that costs 35 cents and I'd beetle Christmas getting squared around.
Well, they'll probably select some woman with a head for figures and let her be cashier. Then all you clerks can run up.
No, they're not going to work it that way. We're all going to be clerks. What'll I do if I get myself stumped in a jumble about change? I won't want to let on to the other ladies I'm stumped.
Oh, you'll get the hang of it after a little practice.
I certainly hope so. What is the right change for $5 when a person spends 35 cents?
Very simple.
$4.65?
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well.
See, you're okay.
Well, I just happened to hit that lucky. Yeah. Oh, one thing, Vic. I bet I get flustered as your shoe when I handle my first few customers.
No.
Oh, I bet I do. I'll get the sillies.
Oh, I don't think so.
You be a customer and buy something from me once.
Huh?
Pretend like you just come in and here I am, the storekeeper.
Okay.
I'm behind the counter.
Hello?
How do you do?
Fine, and yourself?
All right. You wanted something?
Oh, a yard of fine old lace, a paper cup full of peaches, a piece of candy, a what's the matter? What's funny?
Well, that's just the way I'll be tomorrow. I'll get the silly.
Why?
Oh, just will us all. I'll get to thinking how ridiculous it is, me being starkeeper and titter right in the customer's face.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I just know I'll get the sillies. Listen, don't come down there and tease me, you boys. There it is again, Gulp. Boys. Mom, I'd like to have you hear me make a few statements.
Hey, I gotta get busy. I haven't even picked out the articles yet I'm gonna contribute to the bazaar. Means a trip to the attic and going through all the clothes closets and everything else. What time is it, Vic?
I don't know exactly, but I'd say off.
Maybe I can get a start at this before I begin supper.
Russell, you're not gonna run off anywhere, are you?
Uh-uh.
Well, don't. I'm gonna need you pretty soon.
Hi, Samuel.
Figure you got away with something, don't you?
I did get away with something.
There'll be an accountant sooner or later.
What'd you do with the little note about mowing the grass?
It's here in my pocket.
If I were you, I'd destroy it.
No, sir. I'm going to get revenge on you for all the...
Vinegar Spigot, your mother is pretty much excited about this bazaar tomorrow. I think if she's not reminded of it, she won't get around to remembering about that grass till the middle of next week.
Hmm.
Am I right?
I guess so.
Destroy the note, then.
Okay.
Destroy the note. Destroy the note.
Okay, I'll destroy the note. But you're getting away with murder, Gov.
Yes, I am. I'm getting away with murder. Really? Ta-da, old sock. I'm going in and lay down in the Davenport and grab a little snooze.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And now, here's Ella Lane.
Have you been meaning to send for Crisco's new wartime cookbook? Well, don't put it off another day. You see, this is the last week I can offer you recipes for good eating. It's 64 pages packed with recipes, color photographs of delicious Crisco foods, and there are pictures galore illustrating cooking methods. Even space to write in your own recipes. Really, it's a worthwhile cookbook, keyed right to wartime shopping conditions. You find Crisco recipes for fixing leftovers, grand dishes for inexpensive meats, whole sections on filling desserts, and another on Crisco hot breads. And here's the dandy thing. This cookbook gives you alternate ingredients to use in recipes in case there are foods you can't buy. Honestly, this new Crisco cookbook is too good to miss. So print your name and address clearly. Mail it with 10 cents in coin and a Crisco label, any size. Address Crisco, Department A, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. The offer is only good in the United States, and you'll have to allow 14 to 18 days for delivery. So send today, sure, for Crisco's new wartime cookbook.
And don't forget to listen to Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible. This is the National Broadcasting Company.